Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
There are two kinds of ibadat. There are two kinds of acts of worship. There are the physical ones, like Salat, Siyam, Zakat, Hajj, Umrah, reading Quran. And then there are the heart-based ones, Amal al-Qulub. Like love of Allah, fear of Allah, taqwa, piety, khushu', tawakkul, all these are ibadat of the heart. And the more a physical act of worship has of the heart-based ibadah, the more rewarding is the physical act of worship. For example, salat is a physical act of worship. The more khushu' I have in it, the more rewarding is that salat. And so on with every ibadah. Our topic today is about the foundation of the heart-based ibadat, the foundation of a'mal al-qulub, and that is the ibadah of iman, faith. What is, or what does the word iman mean? Iman, ma'naha at-tasdiq. It means to affirm the truth to something. To affirm the truth to something. And it also has another linguistic meaning from the root letters alif, mim, noon, amina, which means secure. So if you put both of them together, iman is the faith that leads to security. Iman is composed of three parts: speech by the tongue, acceptance in the heart, and action with the limbs. For example, I say La ilaha illallah to become a Muslim, I have to believe in La ilaha illallah, and I have to implement La ilaha illallah. It is all three together, not one out of the two, choose one, choose two. All three together constitutes iman, all of them together. The bottom line is that iman is the invisible secret of humanity's happiness. Why? For a few reasons. Number one, iman has a sweetness. Iman has a sweetness. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من كن فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد أن أنقذه الله منه كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, three qualities, whomsoever have them, have tasted the sweetness of iman. First, when Allah and His Messenger are more beloved to you than anyone and anything, you will taste the sweetness of iman. Second, when you love a person and you only love them for the sake of Allah, you have tasted the sweetness of Iman. And third, a person that hate to revert to kufr after Allah has saved him, just like he hates to be thrown in the fire. My brothers and sisters, when Bilal radiallahu anh was being tortured, and we all know his story, and he kept on screaming, Ahad, Ahad. He was then asked, Kayfa sabart? How were you able to handle that torture? Listen to what he said. He said, مُزِجَتْ حَلَاوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ مَعْ مَرَارَةِ الْعَذَابِ فَطَغَتْ حَلَاوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ عَلَى مَرَارَةِ الْعَذَابِ فَصَبَرْتْ. Allahu Akbar. He said, the sweetness of Iman was mixed with the bitterness of torture. But then the sweetness of Iman conquered the bitterness of torture, so I was patient. That is halawat al-Iman. Halawat al-Iman, the sweetness of Iman, is or have been tasted by Yusuf alayhi salam when he favored to be in jail than to commit adultery. That is the sweetness of Iman. The sweetness of Iman, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up all night in tahajjud, praying tahajjud all night. Ya Rasulullah, did you oppress anyone? That's why you're praying so much. Did you wrong anyone? What kind of major sin you have committed, Ya Rasulullah, in order to pray all night until your feet are swollen? We know that he didn't do any of the above. But because of the sweetness of Iman that kept him going, alayhi salatu wassalam. The second thing about Iman, Iman emits a light. It puts a light in your heart. Rasulullah ﷺ said, مَا مِنَ الْقُلُوبِ قَلْبِ إِلَّا وَلَهُ سَحَابَ كَسَحَابَةِ الْقَمَرِ. Every heart has a cloud over it, like the clouds over the moon. When the moon shines bright, a cloud passes over it and darkness and darkens it. But then when it clears, it shines again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَثَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. You know how sometimes you see something very clearly, it is haram. You see it clearly and the guy is arguing with you. He does not see it and he's arguing, no, it's not. Hijab is not a must. Allah did not say, حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْخَمْرِ. He said, اجْتَنِبُوهُ, stay away from it. And he wants to argue and you're saying to yourself, Subhanallah, it's so clear. Habibi, Allah, like this ayah said, Allah put Iman in your heart. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ. Allah gave you that nur and that brother was deprived from it. That's why you see the haram and the halal very clear. And that because of the Iman that you have. The Iman puts a light in the heart. So you start seeing the halal and the haram very clear. You can differentiate between the darkness and the light. Third, Iman generates transformation. Allah, ya akhwan, listen carefully. Even though sometimes these topics are literally the ABC of Islam, but we need them so much. Iman generates transformation. And the best example is the people of the cave. Ashab al-Kahf. They left mansions, youth, left mansions and very luxurious life. And they found comfort and haven in a cave in the middle of nowhere. Why? Why would you leave, like what we say now, the air-conditioned home and the 5,000-6,000 feet space and all that, and you feel like you are not happy, you're miserable in such a place, and you feel the comfort in a cave in the middle of nowhere that has nothing in it? That is when the iman enters the heart, does not matter anymore the luxuries around you. They were ready to give up everything because they saw shirk being committed, and that is not pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, and they were convinced.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
That no matter where we are, is better than being among the shirk. The former rabbi, Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu anhu wa ardah, he was telling his story of Islam. He said, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, I went with the people who were welcoming him. I came among the people to see him, and when I firmly observed his face, I knew that face was not the face of a liar. I knew that that face is not the face of a liar, and I took my shahada. When he believed and he saw that the iman of Rasulullah ﷺ was demonstrated in his face, immediately that iman that he had, that this is not a liar, transformed him from dalal to huda, from darkness to light, and he became one of the greatest sahaba. Number four, this is extremely important, ya akhwan. Iman awakens confidence. Iman awakens in your heart confidence. The magicians of Fir'aun. The magicians of Fir'aun. They went to Fir'aun after he asked them to come and compete with Musa alayhi salam. They said, "Inna lana ajran in kunna nahnu al-ghalibin." Are you going to give us something if we beat him, if we are victorious? He said, Fir'aun said, "Qala na'am, wa innakum lamin al-muqarrabin." Not only I'm going to reward you, I'm going to make you my right hand men. I'm going to elevate your status. So they said, بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنِ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Listen carefully, ya akhwan. بِعِزَّةِ فِرْعَوْنِ إِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْغَالِبُونَ. By the honor and the glory of Fir'aun, we are definitely going to be victorious. طيب, moments later, when they witnessed Musa's staff, Musa alayhi salam's staff, exposing their magic, what happened? Iman ignited in them the confidence in Allah. and they instantly declared, آمنا برب العالمين رب موسى وهارون. Instantly they said, we believe in رب العالمين, the رب of موسى and هارون. طيب, فرعون start threatening them, he's gonna crucify them, he's going to torture them. What did they reply? فقد ما أنت قاضي إنما تقضي هذه الحياة الدنيا. Make any decisions that you want. You are only making decisions that are only valid in this dunya. Their iman transformed them from criminals siding with a tyrant to martyrs in their journey to Allah in moments, in minutes. How many jum'ahs did they attend? How many halaqas they witnessed? How many conferences they went to? How much Quran they memorized? Us, decades in Islam, hundreds if not thousands of khutbas. I cannot give up a sin or stop a bad habit. Thousands of lectures. I cannot stop one bad habit. I cannot stop an illegal or impermissible relationship. And they just witnessed one ayah and instantly were transformed from criminals to shuhada. They did not make one sajda. They did not pray any salat. What happened? What happened? Every time I read the story of the Sahara of Fir'aun, the magicians, it blows my mind. How come from 2 seconds ago, we're going to show you, ya Fir'aun, what you're going to do to him. What's going to happen to us if we win? All of a sudden, in a flash of a second, boom, they transformed all their life. What happened? It is the iman, ya akhwan. It is the iman, ya akhwan. Let's face it, our iman is weak. That's why I'm struggling with that sin. I cannot stop watching porn. I cannot stop smoking. Look at this small thing. Smoking a cigarette. I cannot stop it for the sake of Allah. Even though I know that $10 a day, $300 a month is a salary for my brother in Yemen per month. I cannot stop. The iman is weak. The iman needs to be rejuvenated. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده, الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. إيمان number 5 is the main comfort when we are going through calamity. ومن يؤمن بالله ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. No calamity takes place without the permission of Allah. And whomsoever have strong iman, Allah will give him rest and patience and acceptance of that musibah. Because they believe. The more I believe, the more I know that قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. I believe nothing happens to me without Allah's permission. And I believe in the hadith that said, whatever is written to me, it's not going to miss me. And whatever missed me, it's not written for me. But brothers and sisters, a human being without iman is like a feather tossed by the wind. Never settles and does not recognize any destination. It drifts aimlessly, subject to the whims of the breeze and rests only when the wind does. The lack of iman is the main reason of misery in our life, and the main reason for entering the hellfire in the hereafter. Just quickly, how can we strengthen our iman, increase the amount of physical ibadat that are accompanied with ibadat of the qalb? Read a lot of Quran with tafsir. Surround yourself with the righteous company. Come to the masajid and listen and dedicate some time per week to improve your ilm. Read the biography of the Sahaba, of the true men that were around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, beg Allah to refresh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the iman yabla, the iman wears out, just like clothes wear out. So ask Allah to refresh the iman. Allahumma jaddid al-iman fi qalbi. Ya Allah, refresh the iman in my heart. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا. اللهم أغث إخواننا في الباكستان وأغث إخواننا في أفغانستان وفي بنغلاديش والهند واليمن وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra-lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.